Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, U-Ink. Today, we will find our festival. Finding your festival is no different than finding a film to see. First, you need to know what is out there and when it is coming out. You need to decide on the theater location you want to visit, and if all three align, well, then you're going to the movies. But you might not have time to do all of that and sit in a chilly theater for 3 hours, so grab your electric guitar. I'm going to take you to your super concert in less time than an encore string performance. Festivals are everywhere and getting bigger by the second. How can you find the right festival for yourself? The answer is easier than you think, but first, let's think about all the festivals that you have heard about. A couple of the bigger ones are Lollapalooza, Coachella, Austin City Limits, Burning Man, Comfest. Which ones do you know of? Okay, so now, how do we decide on which ones to do? Okay, well, guess what? You don't. You can make a festival in your very own backyard, and you already do. Most of us hold at least one festival at least once a year. Which one is that? Your birthday. Once you break down what a festival really is, you don't have to spend tons of money to have a good time. And having attended all of the festivals I mentioned, each one has its own magic. So for your festival tune-up, all you have to do is show up. Find the trifecta that works for you. Money, time, theme, and you will have managed to harness the fun that a festival has to offer and not feel as if you are watching the world pass you by and it's just you and the crickets. My pro tip. Having gotten bitten by the festival bug during some of the first Hookahvilles, I wanted, of course, to get my husband into them so that we could enjoy them together. His first was Lollapalooza. He was traveling to Chicago for a conference, and I tagged along and urged him to try it out. I was 5 months pregnant at the time with our daughter. We only attended for one day, not because of my condition, but because it seemed overwhelming to him at first. Next, we went and we tried Coachella, which is in his home state of California, and we visited family as well, making this a twofer, and giving me better chances to convince him to go. My husband was bit by the festival bug there in Indio, and ever since, I think I may have created a monster. He finds festivals big and small for us to attend on the reg. The moral of the story is, just keep adding water until the dam breaks. Time for a movie motivation. All festivals should feel like one heck of a ride to you after you're done attending them, which is why today's inspiration comes from the British-American drama film Locke, which came out in 2013 and is written and directed by Stephen Knight. The film stars Tom Hardy in the title role, and Locke received critical acclaim, particularly for Hardy's performance. Hardy won the Los Angeles Film Critics Association Award for Best Actor for his performance in that film. And during a two-hour car ride that Ivan Locke takes to be there for his premature birth of his child from a one-night stand, during a time he was supposed to be on the job for a very important concrete pour, he makes a total of 36 phone calls with his boss and a colleague to ensure that the pour is successful, with his wife to confess his infidelity, and to help coach the birth. During these calls, he's fired from his job, kicked out of his house, and then asked to return again, and he coaches his assistant preparing the pour, and finally ending up with finding out that his new baby was born even before he could get to the hospital. To learn more ways to find the fun of a festival and how Erin Corrigan, a Rotary who rotates around festivals herself, as well as being the founding mother of one of Columbus's beloved festivals, Independence Day, and how she finds her fabulousness in festivals and the Festival of Life, you can listen to the U-Ink episode that is the companion to this U-Tune break on 90.5 FM or live stream at WCBE.org at 6:30 a.m. on Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif, and of course, you can always catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U-Ink. Time to stop spinning and start winning.